Amen. Good morning and welcome to Sunday Morning Praise, exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, syndicated on iHeartRadio. I am your Christian on-air personality, CA. Welcome, friends, on a Sunday morning. Before we get started on our Bible devotion, I want to remind you we have an email. You can always email me, prayer requests, questions, comments, suggestions. morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, I have a toll-free 1-800 number, a ministry line phone number for you all. Questions, prayer requests, praise reports, whatever it may be, 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. That song was Peace Be Still by Hope Durst, and I hope you guys got a lot out of it. Hey, I survived my niece's wedding. It was an 8-hour ordeal. It was even longer for that for my brother and my sister-in-law, and we had a great time. So I want to give a shout-out and a congratulations to Mr. and Mrs. Zach and Caitlin Ibby. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the family. Zach, we love you. Caitlin, I love you. Love your Uncle C. All right, well, before I play our next musical songs, I got a Bible devotion I want to read to you. It's called A Solid Foundation. So if my voice is kind of crackly, it's because we did a lot of yelling and screaming and congratulations for them yesterday. The book of Samuel, chapter 22 and verse 2, scripture reminds us, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My children, I remember we in Sunday school, they used to sing a song in Sunday school, the wise men build a house upon a rock. A wise man does not build his house upon the rock, the Lord Jesus Christ and His Word, for nothing built or on any other substance will stand the test of time. You know, in big cities, especially in Fort Worth, Texas, nearby where Faith Studio One is, we've seen in the past wrecking balls destroying old structures to make ways for new ones. Out with the old, on with the new, right? In America, you see that all over. And some of these buildings are even less than 100 years old. But only what is built on the foundation of Christ will last. You see, friends, Jesus said, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house upon the rock. Find that in the good book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 24. Are you listening to God's word and putting into practice every day? If you're not, please do. Hope for today. Have you ever lost something valuable to theft or a natural disaster? It's sometimes hard to come back from that kind of loss. But a life built on Christ can never be shaken. Joy, peace, and salvation are eternally secure. Amen? Amen. Building 429, kick it off. Impossible. The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Sunday, Morn, Praise.
Time to say
Now I'm going to kind of give us a little bit of an uplift as we get ready for church services or online services or whatever it may be. T-Mac, will you kick it off for us? Everything. Sunday morning praise.
Stuff in between.
There we go. Stephen Curtis Chapman, Do Everything on Sunday Morn Praise. Exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. We are syndicated on iHeartRadio. Again, friends, this is your Christian, well, your on-air personality on iHeartRadio CA. I forgot that's the way they kind of want me to say it now. It's going to take a little while. All right, well, my next Bible devotion is going to be Christ is coming again. And if you go to the book of Titus, chapter 2 and verse 13, it says, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appealing of our Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, one of the best ways to get rid of discouragement is to remember that Christ is coming again. What is happening in your life right now is not going to last forever. In fact, friends, the most thrilling, glorious truth in all the world is the second coming of Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. And when we look about today and we see permissions on every side, we should remember that in the Bible is the only book that gives in the world the reality that predicts the future. And you know what? The Bible is the only modern than today's news report. In fact, it also says the consumptions of all things shall be the coming again of Jesus Christ to this earth. Now, the truth gives us hope, but it should also somber us and make us diligent. After all, we do not know when Christ will return. We just don't know. Jesus himself said of the day, no one knows, of course, no one knows the day, the hour, no one knows, not even the angels, they don't even know. But only my Father. Find that in the good book of Matthew chapter 24 and verse 36. Believing in the return of Christ doesn't make us less concerned about the world. In fact, friends, it makes us more concerned because we know time may be short. And now is the time to live for Christ and witness to others. And let me tell you, whatever you're going through right now, whatever it may be, the Gateway Worship Team sings a song. I want you to linger. I want you just to focus on you and God to prepare your heart today. We love you, Jesus. Thank you. Sunday Morn Praise. I don't want to hurry. No, I don't want to move. You are my sanctuary, my upper room. So I'll linger here with you. Out Sunday morning praise on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, and we are syndicated, of course, on iHeartRadio. Just some final thoughts before we get ready to close out as we recuperated last night from my niece's wedding. Oh, bless her heart. She's been, you know what, I guess, you know, Caitlin, she probably won't even hear this podcast, but let me just share this with you. My brother gave one of the best blessings that I've ever heard in weddings that I've officiated. In fact, you know, my nephew, he's going to, I just found out, he told me, him and Ebony found out it's going to be outdoors. And I found out that he said, just try to keep it at 15 minutes. I said, no problem. One time I did a wedding where it was no more than 7 minutes. I've officiated over 200 weddings. And you know what? I have a little prayer. I have a prayer box with everybody that I've married. I don't know who's dead, who's alive, who's made it. I used to have people call me all the time and say, hey, we're still hanging in on our 25th, or not 25th, how long's it been? 10 years or 12 years. It's been a while, you know, since I've done quite a bit of weddings, and COVID-19 really messed things up. And last night I talked to my brother's pastor, who happened to officiate in my niece's wedding, and he did a great job. And he was mentioning about how, you know, our times are changing with the COVID-19 till they get the vaccine, and how we're having, he's never had to do a ceremony, he said, with masks. And I'm going to have the opportunity to do that on August the 7th for my nephew. What an honor. And this will be the second one in my family on my brother's side, his middle son that I'll be marrying. Devin and Sarah have been married for a long time. And that was a spur-of-the-moment type wedding at my mom's house, so that's a very covenant time. But Caleb's wedding is going to be out in beautiful Weatherford, Texas, for him and Ebony. And they're going to have an outdoor one. She told me it was outdoors, and she told me last night. She said, just try to keep it 15 minutes for us. I said, I will. I already know how they want it. So, you know, no, have no fear. Uncle C's here, right? I wear many hats sometimes. Plus, I love to guest speak. And also, let me remind you, if I can ever guest speak at your local church, and I'll do it for free, okay, and share my journey to where I was, to where God had took me, and then he took me to another journey, and then another one, and another one, to lead me to be an on-air personality on iHeartRadio. Maybe one day I'll do another journey story for you guys, if God ever, when he inspires me to do that. But church pastor friends that are in the state of Texas, right now let's kind of do it in Fort Worth. We really don't want to go to Dallas with the COVID count up right now, but if you want me to do it online and remote, I want you to contact me, 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. I was very touched and very blessed. Oh, also, email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. I was very touched and very blessed. There was a Christian gentleman that owns a radio station, and he loves my Bible teaching. Of course, he knows we're getting ready starting in August. I'm going to be teaching on the book of Revelations / Bible prophecy. You sure don't want to miss that. And he said he was very touched with my biblical teaching, that he wanted me to come aboard on their station. Well, he charges on their station. I don't charge. And why do I want to uppick myself out of iHeartRadio and go to another station that I just don't feel God's moved me to? Because, you know, God moves my mountains, and I just want to go where he moves them. But I will tell you this, that I did tell my niece, and I wanted to share this. Now, I know I've bounced off of several things before we laid off in prayer. I told my niece, Caitlin, and I told Zach. Very proud of him. Said, you keep him first, keep God first place in your life. Keep your marriage strong and love each other. You know what the problem is with marriages is that if you don't have it Christ-centered, and you can agree or disagree, most of you should. This is what I agree. If you don't have it Christ-centered, you don't have Christ number one in your life, what do you have? Amen? I know most of y'all give me an amen on that. We're living in troubled times. Your better half needs you and you need her, so you've got to, or he or she, you've got to stay strong. Remember that. In troubled times, okay? You're loved, you're appreciated, and as it gets closer, and probably when I do our next podcast, I'll share a little bit more with the about Caitlin and Zach's wedding. It was really nice. It was my brother. They got it together, and it was done at the Orchard. If you're in the Orchard in Azle, Texas, it was done there. If you ever need a good wedding venue, very nice people, very well structured, very nice. They had a great wedding coordinator. I cannot think of the lady's name, and a wonderful assistant that helped my brother out and my sister-in-law Lisa out. And all I can say is job well done. So, and I wish her many, many, many years of happiness as they get ready to head off on their honeymoon. They're actually heading out tomorrow, so wish them safe journeys. All right, well, let's lead off in a prayer, and we'll talk more about that later. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all you do. We thank you for everything. We pray for a great Sunday. I pray you just be with my friends. You touch them. You heal them. And if they're sick, may they just get a touch from you. We love you so much, Father God. Thank you for all you do and bring us back ever so safely for our next podcast. Let us have a great time listening to church online or going to our local churches if they're open. And let's continue to keep the social distance and mask on too as well. For we love you, Jesus. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right. Well, this is CA at Faith Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. Remember, the sun does rise on the other side, and I want you to enjoy life. LIFE, explanation point dot. Thank you so much, friends, for listening. Have a great day. Catch you soon. Bye for now.